Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Second hour, Darren, Donnie, and Chase. Things are happening on this Tuesday. And one of them is Malcolm Turner has resigned over on West End as Vanderbilt Athletics Director. Candace Story Lee is the first female AD at Vanderbilt. To help us with all that is Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, it's been it hasn't been a dull show today, that's for sure. And we didn't see this coming. What was your initial reaction when you got the news about 30 minutes ago?
Yeah, February is supposed to be a slow month, right?
Yeah, not so much.
Well, my initial reaction, it was less shocked than it was when I started to hear things a couple days ago about things maybe falling apart. I still didn't anticipate then that this would happen so fast. But, you know, I guess that is, you know, sometimes when things start to come out about issues and second thoughts and things like that, sometimes it does go fast. So I was somewhat ready, been trying to get Malcolm on the phone and haven't been able to, before this. So somewhat prepared for some kind of an announcement. But, wow, I mean, Vanderbilt, not only does he resign, of course, they have Candace Story Lee, named as a replacement. So that's, I can't think of a situation quite like this that I can recall. It's overall, to me, it is stunning. And of course, Candace Story Lee, it was David Williams' kind of chosen successor as he was going out as Vanderbilt AD. And there was some support for her, and there was obviously some support for, you know, maybe go outside and find, you know, someone with some fresh ideas and a fresh perspective. And I spent, you know, quite a bit of time around Malcolm Turner in his year. I spent one whole football Saturday kind of walking around with him. And I still think that he had real potential to do the job extremely well. And I think he had high potential as a fundraiser, and you were seeing some of that. But obviously, there was a big disconnect somewhere, and it fell apart quickly.
Well, the disconnect, in my opinion, is the fact that, you know, I don't think he read the room correctly. I mean, I think he came in with ideas and realized that Vanderbilt wasn't going to change for him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. As we've told people for a long time, it's tough over there, and everybody thinks they can change them. James Franklin was the one that moved more obstacles than anybody, and he still only lasted 3 years with success and still jumped to get out because of frustrations. I mean, Malcolm Turner has been on the job for a year, and my guess is he realized very, very quickly, whoa, this is going to be really hard. This is not easy. They're not just doing whatever I asked them to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think absolutely. I think that's certainly part of this. And, you know, of course, there are some off-the-record conversations I have with him, so, you know, I've got to be careful. You know, you can't divulge off-the-record conversations. But I will say that I think that his mindset was, I'm pushing this, and come along with me, and you know, it's going to happen. You know, I think he had a very aggressive mindset with in terms of and you know, look, he knew coming in what the reputation was and what some of the obstacles were and how things had gone. I mean, he knew that. This was not a surprise to him. I think his mindset was very aggressive and was like, once we start showing the progress and start raising funds, say, look, you know, we can do this. We can get the money to do the things we want to do, then some minds will change. And so, yes, it does look like it's sort of like, well, no, the minds didn't change, and okay, see you later. Really quickly.
When do you think, and I'm asking you a question you cannot answer, I'm just asking you to give us your opinion. What do you think he woke up and said, I can't do this anymore. Like, I got to bounce.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I hope to find out more about that. I have no idea. I know that it wasn't, what was it, 2 weeks ago, Vanderbilt announced a $5 million gift to basketball from a donor. And I thought, I mean, that's a big gift. You know, that's some, you can do something with $5 million. And I thought that was it. There you go. I said, there's one of those signs, because I knew that they were planning to announce some of their gifts to kind of, you know, show publicly that they're doing what all other Power Five college athletic departments do and have to do. It is the lifeblood. Just as recruiting is the lifeblood of your sports teams in college, you don't do any of this if you do not have ample and aggressive fundraising. And so I thought that was a positive sign. Like, here you go. You're seeing some of the effect of Malcolm Turner pay off. So at that point, I would have said things are going quite well. And that was a couple weeks ago. That doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, for him, the red flags may have popped up 2 months ago, and this is just finally happening. I don't know. But I know that in recent days, there were some concerns about him, and in particular, the fact that he was not at the Vanderbilt baseball banquet, which, you know, is a massive event every year for Tim Corbin and really for athletics at Vanderbilt.
He wasn't there?
Wait a minute, right. So it was sort of a, what is going on here with this guy? And that's sort of the, you know, I mean, some people's the genesis of the red flag the other way. Like, what's happening with Malcolm Turner? And boom, here we are.
Joe Rexroth of The Athletic here with us. So obviously this is all breaking, trying to figure everything out. Candace Lee has ties to Vanderbilt, went there, played there. Has been around for a long time. It's my understanding that David Williams was very close to her and kind of had pegged her to be the next one. But now she gets that opportunity. Is staying in-house, in your opinion, Joe, the right move for Vanderbilt, knowing everything they have to do?
Well, it's hard to answer that, Chase. Like, I don't – I mean, look, I think – with the late David Williams, I think it was an interesting sort of arrangement because, you know, I mean, he was a law professor. He was, you know, he was heavily involved in other parts of the university. And that's, you can look around again at any other Power Five athletic department and you won't find anything like that, where someone who is an AD is also like has a really important role in the university. And that immediately is going to mean you can't do all the same things that an AD does. And in today's college athletics, that an AD has to do. An AD has to be a fundraiser. I don't think there are probably some places where an AD just sort of delegates and has a great fundraising staff and all that. But I think it's really hard in today's world of college athletics with the money that flies around and with the intense competition for dollars and for resources and for, you know, facilities and all that, for an AD not to be heavily involved in that. And David Williams was not. And, you know, that was sort of, I think that was partially, you know, it just wasn't him. He didn't like doing it wasn't his cup of tea, but also he had this huge other responsibility other than being AD. So, like, you know, that's a long way of saying I just don't know. I mean, if, you know, that's not the same situation, as far as I understand, with Candace Story Lee. It wasn't the same situation with Malcolm Turner. And that's a positive step, just that Vanderbilt kind of recognizes, okay, this job is its own job. And I don't have any idea of, you know, how she will proceed here. I mean, is this a situation where there are some concrete plans in place, I know that there's a big fundraising campaign coming up, I believe in the spring, you know, which athletics needs to be a part of. But how much of what Malcolm Turner started to set into motion can she just pick up and go with, or does she not want to? Does she not agree with some of it, want to change it, start over? These are all questions I can't answer right now. But I do think there's got to be some advantage to having someone who knows the people, and as you said, Darren, knows the room. And, you know, if you were trying to bring in some outside, even interim right now, how much progress could you really make? At least she does. She knows the place well. She knows the people well. So maybe this can be somewhat seamless.
Joe, we'll have to leave on this because we have David Poyle in the on-deck circle. I said that I don't believe Jerry Stackhouse is long for this job. I don't sense it. My guess is he'll go back to the NBA, especially with today's news. What's your feeling on Jerry Stackhouse's future in this market as Vanderbilt's basketball coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree. He has taken ownership of this program. You know, he's been recruiting guys. He has a class coming in. He has these players. So it's not like it would be out of left field for him to stay. But I would say you'd have to think that there'd be a greater chance now that he might also be quick in Nashville and out. I mean, it's impossible not to think that way. And it's going to be interesting to see how he views this and whether he wants to stick it out or if his friendship and collaboration with Turner was one of the things, I think it is one of the things that got him here, obviously. And so how much does that being gone now change his mind on his future here?
Joe, thanks for doing this on short notice. Really appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll be looking for his work at The Athletic. That's Joe Rexroad. We'll come back. David Poyle, Predators general manager, next on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.